Unit 5. Global Education.
Part 2. Listen to the news. News item 1. Listen to the news report and choose the best answer to each question you hear. American colleges face what some people are calling a perfect storm of problems. College costs are rising. There are not enough jobs for all those completing study programs. Yet employers say they cannot find enough workers with technical skills. One solution may be found in the growing number and quality of online classes. Such classes might revolutionise colleges the way the internet has already changed music, publishing, sales and other businesses.
This is pretty amazing.
That is David Evans of the University of Virginia. He is teaching a computer science class on the internet. Many top universities now offer online classes. They teach everything from computer programming to cooking. Many classes are at little or no cost. They are restructured more often than traditional college programs.
Question 1. What is David Evans teaching? Question 2. What is the news report mainly about? News item 2. Listen to the news report and choose the best answer to each question you hear. A growing number of American universities are dropping the entrance exam requirement. More than 800 universities now allow students to apply without an SAT or ACT test score. The SAT and ACT are the two major college entrance tests in the United States. For years, colleges have used these tests to help measure an applicant's academic skills. But more universities are becoming test optional. Students who apply to test optional schools can choose whether they want to include test scores in their applications. George Washington University in Washington, D.C. is one of the latest schools to adopt a test optional admissions policy for most of its applicants. It is the largest private university to drop the test requirement.
Question 1. What are the two major college entrance tests in the United States? Question 2. What is the news report mainly about? News item 3. Listen to the news report and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Kenyan teachers are on strike. They want the government to honour a court decision that requires a 50-60% increase in teachers' pay. Because of the strike, Kenyan students have been out of school since the beginning of the month. The Ministry of Education ordered all public and private schools in the country to close on September the 21st. Many private schools are ignoring the order, but public schools must obey it. The ministry gave several reasons for the order. One is that little to no teaching has been taking place during the strike. Another reason is that there is tension among learners who are left idle. However, students must continue to prepare for the national exams next month. Teachers and students are waiting for the government and the Kenya National Union of Teachers to agree on wage issues.
Question 1. What is the percentage of the salary increase Kenyan teachers want?
Question 2. Why did the Ministry of Education order all public and private schools in Kenya to close?